Transparency is also a big issue in Brazil. In fact, the country seems to jump from one corruption scandal to another these days. A little more than a week ago, President Dilma Rousseff was impeached and removed from office. And now the man who brought her down is in hot water himself. Simone Romero is the New York Times Brazil bureau chief. He's in Rio and tells us that Brazilians are fed up.
Brazilians would love to have greater transparency from their political class. And in fairness, even though her administration was plagued by one scandal after another, Dilma Rousseff did sign a groundbreaking transparency law, which required federal institutions to increase their transparency and, you know, the access of normal citizens to the workings of government. But there's been a great deal of resistance to this measure and other similar measures in the country, especially in the federal bureaucracy, in the federal legislature, and especially in the judiciary. It's hard even in Brazil to find out what judges are paid, for instance, even though they get huge salaries in comparison to their counterparts in the United States or in Europe. So it's really one of the demands that many Brazilians have right now. And unfortunately, it's one of those unmet promises that politicians have been making in the country now for some time.
Even now, after all this evidence of corruption?
Even now, that's right. There's a great deal of resistance, among Brazilian politicians about, you know, discussing their own salaries, their own benefits, because they're a source of outrage for many Brazilians. The Congress, members of the Congress, many of them enjoy these lavish lifestyles, separate from all of their accusations of receiving bribery and graft. Their salaries are much higher than what normal Brazilians receive, even in other parts of the federal bureaucracy. So there's a lot of resistance to sort of shedding light on how government really functions in Brazil right now.
Now, the latest scandal in Brazil centers on Eduardo Cunha. Until recently, he was the Speaker of the lower house of Brazil's Congress. Then last night, the House voted almost unanimously to strip him of his seat. I asked Simone Romero what Cunha had done.
Prosecutors who have conducted an in-depth investigation into Eduardo Cunha's finances have found that he had taken bribes in the amount of as much as nearly $40 million and then laundered the proceeds through an evangelical megachurch here in Rio de Janeiro while hiving away millions in secret Swiss accounts.
So now what for him? Could he serve jail time?
You know, that's one possibility. Now that he loses his seat, he also loses the broad legal privileges that federal lawmakers in Brazil enjoy, which nearly always prevent them from going to prison. But it's unclear exactly what will happen. He's signaled in a veiled kind of way that he may try to reach some sort of plea deal with investigators. And that really is sort of sending tremors through Brazil's political establishment.
So tremors in the political class, how far could this go?
It could go very far indeed. You know, we should remember that Eduardo Cunha really was connected to really every major political figure in Brazil's political establishment in recent decades. He was an ally of Dilma Rousseff's government before he broke with them. He was a very close ally of the new president, Michel Temer, in bringing down Dilma Rousseff before he sort of became radioactive to the new administration. So he, you know, presumably may have a lot of dirt on a lot of people in Brasilia right now. And that's really generating a great deal of fear among politicians at the moment.
Simone Romero, the New York Times bureau chief in Brazil, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.